joined now, our friend from NBC Sports, the IndyCar broadcaster, Lee Diffie, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Lee, how you doing?
Bill, I'm doing well. How are you?
We are doing wonderfully. So what was it like running down at Indianapolis without fans and seeing that race but not hearing the roar of the crowd?
Kind of like going to your office Christmas party, but you were the only one there. it was a little strange, but look, any time you can go to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it's special. Of course, you know, you didn't have that the buzz of the fans, but to see the the place has always looked terrific, right, over the decades, but now that with the finesse and the attention to detail that Roger Penske possesses, and the Penske Entertainment Group and the Penske Corporation, you know, just the finer details of what they've done to the place, it looks, I guess you can't say it looks a million bucks. It looks a billion bucks. It looks fantastic. And so it was good. It was good to be there. But, of course, you know, just like your show with your listeners, you know, sport relies on the fans. So I all of us, we spoke about this quite a bit amongst ourselves off air. We really felt for the fans that they couldn't be there on that historic weekend of NASCAR and IndyCar being there for the first time at the same time together.
It's always amazing to me when you get a winner at Indianapolis, and then it's a name that you've come to know over the years, and it's always, this is their first time winning in Indianapolis. Scott Dixon, a long time coming, 12 years to make that second trip to victory lane at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I would have thought that he would have had a couple more under his belt, but just the second trip to victory lane. So we saw different lead changes. We saw good racing. We saw some mechanical problems, some computer problems, but tell me a little bit about this season so far and a little bit of a different looking car this year when you start to look at Indy cars as well.
Very different. And, you know, I used the word historic to talk about last weekend, but in the timeline of the history of IndyCar, we're in a really significant point right now with the new looking cars with the aero screen. This is a safety device that has been applied to the Indy cars, which has a titanium frame and then this composite see-through material. It adds about an extra 50 pounds to the car's weight. It's been a little bit challenging getting airflow through there, so it's been a little bit hotter than the drivers would like. But look, based on things that have happened in IndyCar and in Formula One, in open wheel racing, you know, something had to be done. You know, with the death of our dear friend Justin Wilson, and then in Formula One, the death of the young French driver Jules Bianchi. You know, the FIA, the sports governing body, and just everybody involved, they just said, look, we've got to do something. We're not going to take away the fact there'll still be open-wheel cars, but we have to put something in there. So F1 has the halo, and we at IndyCar have the aero screen. And the cars look really different. Depending on the color schemes, they can, some look a little bit clunky, but others look really sleek, and they can look like fighter jet kind of cockpits, you know. So it's good. So far, there's only been two races this year. And if you were to, you know, you said, how do we describe it, or the flavor of IndyCar 2020 is Scott Dixon. You know, he turns 40 in a couple of weeks, and he just proves that age is just a number. He's never, you know, in his 20 years of being an IndyCar driver, he's never started a season with back-to-back wins. So, I mean, for all of the young guys coming into IndyCar now, they better look out, because the veterans got plenty of life left in him. He can, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he drove until he was 50. So, you know, Dixon has set the bar very high already this season.
Talking with Lee Diffie, NBC Sports IndyCar broadcaster, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Talk about what it has been this year without the fans, but that's beside the point, because inside the walls, inside the track, there's testing going on, there's social distancing going on. Talk about the protocols. Talk about some of the things that are just, it just makes it so surreal that we're actually running IndyCar, but doing it in the times in which we live.
Well, I'll give you a really blunt description. I've called, for me, you know, I love my job. It doesn't feel like a job, right? Broadcasting has been my career for almost 25 years. And like you, you know, we get paid to talk, and I love it. But not just on the air. I like to talk off air, and I love to talk to drivers and engineers and team owners, etc. I've done two races. I haven't spoken to a driver face-to-face. I haven't seen a driver from 6 feet away. Haven't seen anybody, because we go to the track, there's strict protocols in place, and if you and this goes down to the point of being a race engineer and the mechanics, you go to where you're supposed to go to perform your job, and that is it. And so I, when we had the one-day show in Texas a month ago, I walked into our commentary booth at 9:30 in the morning, and I walked out at 9:45 that night. I had 12 hours in there, and that was it. That was the day's work. And then, so we're relying on phone calls, we're relying on text, and we're relying on Zoom meetings. We've been setting up Zoom meetings before and during the event with the drivers, and that's how we're getting our, you know, because all of us as communicators, we rely on those relationships that we've built over the years. But also there's new drivers, Bill, that have come into the series from overseas that we're getting to know, you know, and it's very difficult to build relationships and get to know these people. And sometimes they tell you stuff off the record, on the record, and that all happens face-to-face, you know. And it's been a learning curve for us to still get our job done and get the information that we like to gather so we make it an interesting show for the viewers, you know, via technology, not face-to-face communication.
Mm-hmm. Road America, I always love it when the IndyCar Series comes. It's so much fun. It's a terrific weekend there. I know it's going to seem a little different with the limited capacity that they're going to allow through the gates, but at least you are going to have some fans that'll look a little more like a regular race day. But talk about some of the challenges and some of the things that you also appreciate about coming to Road America and Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin.
Well, in my opinion, it's one of the best tracks in the world, not just in North America, in the world. You know, it has so much history. You know, there was the best part of a decade's break where IndyCar didn't race at Road America, and that made me quite sad. So when it returned in 2016, I was so thrilled about that, and for us now to be going back, you know, successive years, it is really great. The area is beautiful, just, you know, just the lush green nature of it. My dear friend and my old Formula One broadcasting colleague, David Hobbs, lives there, so that's an added bonus. I'm going to see Hobbo tomorrow. There's something about the fans that go to Road America. It's almost like when you go to the Indianapolis 500 and you meet people and they're like, well, I first came here with my dad 40 years ago. You know, it's like just to switch gears a little bit, the president of the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, John Doonan, he first went to Road America when he was 6 years old, and now he's the president of the biggest sports car series in the world. You know, just stuff like that. And we've been very lucky over the years to meet people that actually educate us in different nuances to the area and the track and how it changed. And I used to sit there, but now I sit here and I watch Bobby Rahal, you know, battle Al Unser Jr. And I watched, you know, I first saw Mario here, the anecdotes. And so that's why I love going there, mainly the historical aspect, and that it's, you know, I always refer to it as a 4 mile monster. It's such a beautiful track, and it's so fast, and it's so daunting, but at the same time rewarding.
Yeah, it's different in the sense, and I always get this from drivers, because it doesn't matter what series you race, whether it's, say, the sprint cars or whether it's an Indy car, it's the undulation, because there's a lot of road courses, but most of them are flat. This thing's up and down. You're cramming on the brakes going down into turn five. You're coming back up the hill. It's got the undulation that makes it also one of the more challenging road courses, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Just from a, you know, to be there in person and see it is one thing. And then for undulation is one of the most difficult things for us in television to show, you know, to show gradient. That's one of the things that just always makes it tricky for our cameras and our camera operators and our director. But, you know, it's so dramatic there at Road America that you can see it and can appreciate it, especially, you know, the front straight and up to the checkered flag is obviously the most renowned place, but also down in Canada Corner and the climb up through the S's up to the top to come onto the front straight. You know, I went there last year. I had a session off. I had one of the practice sessions off, and I jumped on a golf cart and drove around and just reminded myself of that undulation and sort of sometimes it's easy for us to get stuck in what we do and not get out around with the fans out to actually look at the track and look at the cars on the track. So that's a recent really special memory for me.
Lee, great stuff. We look forward to seeing you here in Wisconsin. I'm sure David Hobbs is probably going to have a big beer for you and maybe a little bit of a meal or a bratwurst or something. But we look forward to seeing you here this weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Stay safe, okay?
We always sit out on Hobbo's veranda and have a a gin and tonic in the afternoon. So I'm looking forward to that. And thank you for supporting IndyCar. We've started in spectacular style. We've had increased ratings for these first two races. And it just shows that IndyCar continues this upward trajectory and a lot of people are interested. And we're growing the audience. So it's really exciting. So thanks, Bill, for what you do for the sport.
Lee, my pleasure. We look forward to seeing you here soon and enjoy the gin and tonic. We'll talk to you, okay?
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. Lee Diffie, NBC Sports IndyCar broadcaster, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.